Blog Talk Radio.
You don't hear anything.
Oh, y'all couldn't hear me talking. Not at all?
Hello? I hear you now.
Hello. Did you hear anything I was saying?
Not before. I just hear you when you say unmuted.
My phone on mute. No wonder that they was dropping on and off. But still yet, praise the Lord, we're on. But I was already giving God glory when the lines opened up because I was on waiting up 10 minutes till till 7 to come on, so I came on exactly at 7.
Yeah.
So y'all just didn't hear me. Sorry about that. I was here just talking and ministering.
I didn't hear nothing.
Sorry. You all again to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection in the name of Jesus once again. And we thank God for this is the day that he's made. We'll rejoice and glorify and magnify him and thanking him for all his great and mighty acts. There he is, an awesome God. Wonderful, praise the Lord. So we're sorry for those that dropped off and had to come back on, but I was on all the time, praise the Lord. But nevertheless, we were talking through mute. But nevertheless, God know how to unmute us, and he'll give us wisdom how to open the lines back up. But nevertheless, I glorify him. I'm excited, ecstatic. Thank God for today. Got an opportunity to get out and visit with a word was so powerful and anointed. Never heard it like that out of Amos, but it brought us right on home to where we live, the errors of our ways, and the great God that we serve, the greater things he wants to do for us. But it's a compliance that we have to have in alignment with the Lord. So we just thank God every day for his word, for his anointing, for his mercy, for his grace, and every opportunity he gives us to magnify his name. So we will continue to worship God tonight and thank God for this anointed vessel, Mother McCormick, the evangelist, as God bless her and as he pour into her to pour back out unto us. We want to open ourselves up and be like that sponge that we just absorb what God has to say unto us as each one of us come on and minister and give God glory. And we're thanking God that the words that do come, they come from the Lord. He's manifesting in each one that came and spoken, and God has done some great things and still doing greater things. We love the Lord and we love you, and we're just asking you to have your ears open and waiting to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read the scripture from Numbers 6:24-26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Praise the Lord. And the next one will be, in, of course, our familiar verse, Proverbs 3:5-8. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Father, we thank you tonight and give you glory. What an awesome God we serve. We bless you for all your great and mighty acts. We thank you for this present time, this moment, this hour that we're living in. Thank you, Lord God, for the manifestation of your power through salvation, through healing, through deliverance, through encouragement, through enlightenment, through glory to God, through your mercy. Glory to God, and thanking you for provisions being made. And thank you, Lord God, for opening our ears of an understanding. Thank you, glory to God, even for the patience that you've given unto us in the midst of all these situations and circumstances. We bless you, glory to God, and we thank you for the woman of God that come in tonight. We thank you for blessing her and giving her the word. Glory to God, give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. We thank you again for touching Mother Alexander body and even those things that you reveal, that even the enemy, glory to God, had to try to come in. But we thank you that she walked in healing and deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for all those that we've been praying for and believing, God, for greater things and for their deliverance, for salvation, and even for our own selves, God. As we continue to walk before you, we want to walk upright. And, God, we are asking you, Lord God, to move in a miraculous way. Continue to forgive us for every offense or transgression against your word. We thank you, Lord God, for a mind to want to be saved, a mind to live holy, a mind to live right, a mind to hear your word, a mind to want to be obedient to your word. And we thank you for that grace. We thank you for that mercy. We thank you for the advocate that we have in Jesus Christ, that in when error do come, that we can call on his name and believe by faith that he'll deliver and bring us through and bring us out. We thank you, Lord God, for moving by your Spirit, and we give you all the glory, praise, and honor in the name of Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name shall be praised. God, help us, glory to God, to have that confession, that glory to God, we walk in your power, walk in your anointing, walk in authority, know that we are more than a conqueror, know that we are a vessel that you want to use for your glory and honor. Help us to never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. We thank the Lord, glory to God, because he is worthy to be praised. We thank him for all glory to God that he's proven himself in, the things he's spoken, the things he still said that is yet to come. We thank you for his provision. We thank you for his refuge. We thank you for him being our fortress. We thank you, glory to God. There's none like thee, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, and for being our healer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Anoint this vessel for your glory as we bring her on, as she speak the articles of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God for being a prayer warrior, an anointed, and a sincere and genuine vessel that God can use for his glory. We praise God for you. At this hour, we're going to allow our minister, Mother McCormick, to speak into our hearts. The line is open for you, my dear. Ask God to use you for his glory. Be blessed.
Praise. Do you want my little girl to come on first or me?
Well, greet us first, and then let us know what she's going to get those 3 to 5 minutes and so forth. Something that she's let me know that her little granddaughter wanted to share with us. I can't remember whether it was a testimony or not, but at least greet us, and then tell us who she is, and give her, and watch the clock so she can be her 3 to 5 minutes, because I wouldn't want to be the one to interrupt her, because I want her feelings to be hurt. So you be the one to say, okay, between 3 and 5 minutes. Okay, then.
All right. Okay. This the little girl be coming on, my little granddaughter. She's gonna be talking about Isaiah and Rebecca and Jacob and Esau. So here's
something she learned at church. It was something you said she learned at church.
Yeah, something she learned at church. So let me. I'm gonna go ahead and pray before she get on. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you this afternoon. Lord, we come, Lord God, giving honor to you, Lord God. We pray, Lord, as we come forth, as my granddaughter come forth and I come forth, that you, Lord God, would just use us in the way you see fit according to your word, Father God. We pray that your anointing would flow, Lord God, that it would touch somebody's ears, that they would see, God, that you is a healer and deliverer, God. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, and we ask you, Lord, to move self out of the way and you take control in Jesus' name. Amen. And right now we'll have support coming on.
Hello. Today I'm going to be talking about Esau, Jacob, Isaac, and Rebecca. So Esau was the oldest son, and Jacob was the youngest son. So one day, Isaac and Esau was talking, and Rebecca heard them talking because Esau went to get the prayer. Dad was going to pass him, so he wanted to get the prayer for before he passed. So Rebecca heard Esau and Isaac talking, so she went back to Jacob and told him, because she wanted Jacob to get the prayer. So she told. She told Jacob to go get her some meat, and then she told him to obey her voice. And so they got the meat. She made the stuff that he wanted. So they put this, because Esau, he has hairy skin, and Jacob has soft skin. So they had to put like hair on his arm so it makes it like feel like Isaac, because Isaac was he was blind, so they had to put hair on the skin. So they gave the food to Isaac, and then they ate it. And then Isaac told Jacob to kiss him, and then he prayed for him. Then he got the prayer. Then Esau came back, and because Jacob. Isaac was half blind, so Esau came back. He said, "Why are you bringing me more food?" He said, "Because you asked me to get you the food." And he said, "Can I get the prey?" But Isaac said, "I already prayed for you." And Esau said, "You must have prayed for Esau." So Isaac got real mad. And then Isaac got real mad. Esau got real mad. So then he had a team to go look for Jacob. But Rebecca and Jacob, they were tied in the bushes, so they wouldn't see him when he was trying to get away. So Rebecca told Jacob to go to his uncle's house. So he went to his uncle's house, and they were just looking for him, and he was riding the horses, and that's the end.
Praise the Lord.
Give God glory for the word tonight for the little lady, and praise God. Now we're going to have a grandmother to come forth, evangelist for tonight. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. My scripture will be coming from Hebrew, the 12th chapter, starting at I'm going to read the first and the second verse. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finish of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Praise the Lord. And as I was reading this today, and I've been studying on it off and on, I thought about a race. I thought about a race like whenever we in the natural, you know, you run this race, you get in, you get yourself all situated, and you get ready to take off in the race and stuff, and you have all these different things that you have to do. But then I thought about in the spiritual race, and I named the topic is, I said, let us run and don't stop running. So we have to continue to run. In this race, in the spiritual race, I thought about how things that we have to put aside, you know, that we can't be so heavy when we take off in this race, that we go forward in this journey. And I said, as we begin to run this race, set your mind on things above and keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus, knowing that there are some things that you will have to put aside as you start to the finish line. It will not be easy, but it will be very rewarding. If you stay in the race, now there are going to be some distraction, but you keep your mind on the goal and focus on the prize. There are no time for us to be weary and faint in our mind. It is time to throw off everything that will hinder us from running this race or the sins that so easily entangle us. Sometimes there are unnecessary weights and sins that will try to clear it on you. So let us run with patience, endure and settle and active and persistent, appointed course of the race that is set before us. We have to look always from all that will distract us and look to Jesus. Hebrew 12:2 says, look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sitting down at the right hand of the throne of God, meaning who is the leader and the source of our faith. Because Jesus endured the cross that was set before him and despised and ignored the endured the shame and is now set at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, Jesus, it says Jesus did a lot. He did a lot for us so that we would not grow weary and exhausted, lose heart and relax and faint in our mind. So don't lose heart. Don't lose heart when you are being corrected by Jesus. You are in a race, but you are being trained. We are being trained when we're in this race. God is teaching us how to go about things. He is teaching us, and he's letting us know how to go about this race that we're in today. Because there'll be some that's going to go fast, and there'll be some that's going to go slow. But this is a race that we run and we take our time, and don't worry about how nobody else gonna run. Don't worry about how they're gonna do, but you keep focused. You keep yourself focused on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. You don't look to the left or to the right, but you keep focused on him as you go forward in this training. By the best person, the Holy Spirit, he won't let you fall. The Spirit of the Lord, it ain't going to let you, because we got the greater one in the inside. So he's not going to let you fall as you go forward with this race. If you just lean on him and trust him, God is right there ready to accept and change you. You don't have to live in sin any longer. You don't have to live a defeated life any longer. You don't have to be anything except God's child. Oh, God will show us what we already got if we are born again. God have a change for everybody that is available. We need to learn how to be saved and learn how to stay saved, knowing that we may fall sometime. Oh, yes, we may fall, but don't stay there. Don't stay there when you fall. Get up and try it again. It is time for a change in our life. Focus on him, not the circumstance. There's a lot of things that's going on, but you focus on Jesus. Keep your eyes on the prize as you go forward. You are not alone. You ain't alone. There's a lot of people out there running this race. Everybody's trying to get to this place where we need to get. He can take you through, or he will take you through. We sing, we talk, we shout. We speak in tongues, but do we believe it? Believe that God is with you. Believe he's with you. Believe he never left you nor forsake you. Just believe that he's with you, and don't fear. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't be troubled as you go through this situation. Don't be troubled. That's John 4:14:1. You can get yourself all worked up. Sometimes we can get so worked up that we know it's good. We can just get so worked up. Not relying if you just calm down and lead it up to Jesus. He will work it out and can. But you have to not worry or be anxious, because sometimes we do this and not realizing it. But Matthew 6:33-34 said, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is own trouble. We worry about tomorrow, and tomorrow has not yet come. We have to realize that we have a Heavenly Father that we can lean on, that will not let us fall if we trust and have faith and believe that all things are possible to him that believe. Jesus assures us that our Heavenly Father knows all the things we need before we ask him. He knows everything that we need before we even ask him. He knows every number hair on our head. He knows before we even ask him. So let us stop worrying about them. Instead, let us focus our attention on the things that are much more important, and that is the Word of God. That's what we need to focus on. on that living word of God. And too often we spend all of our time seeking God for answer to our problem when what we should be doing is just seeking God. And he will solve our problem. He said, give it to me. That's a question today. He's saying, give it to me. Whatever your problem is, whatever your situation might be tonight or today, give it to him. Let him work it out. Don't walk around worried about it. I know we do. I know we do it. I'm the first partaker of this thing on tonight. We, as I'm speaking on tonight, I'm talking on me too. I'm talking on myself. Don't worry. Give it to him and let him work it out. Seek the kingdom of God. But the key to living a sure life in Christ is knowing who you are in Christ. Sister Alexander says that so much. I tell you, I thank God for her on tonight. But she says it so much. Know who you are in Christ. Really receive God's love for you and base your worthy or value on who God said you are. Say, no matter what you are, go through it. No matter what you are, go through in your life, the joy of the Lord can be your strength. Philippians 4:13. Whatever you do, don't look down. Don't look down. Whatever you do or wherever you're going through, don't be looking down. Don't be holding your head down. The Bible gives us a better option when we are in need of help. Instead of looking down at the things that cannot help us, the Word of God tells us to look up. Look up. To put our focus on the one who will always help us. Hebrews 12:2 says, look unto Jesus, the author and the finish of our faith. And Isaiah 45:22 says, look to me and be saved, all the end of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. He is God. There is no other one. When he was in trouble, David was in trouble, would turn and look to heaven because he knew his help comes from on high. Psalms 121:1-2. I want to encourage you to do the same thing. When you are going through something and you are not sure what you're doing, where to go, or ever where to look, just look up. Look for the Lord. He is the one who can help you. He is the one who will rescue you. He is the one who refused to not let you fall. Jesus said to look up, for our redemption draws near. Luke 21:28, our redemption is not in looking down. We look up to God, expecting him to redeem us. The phrase look up means more than just gazing at the sky. It means to have a hopeful attitude, a positive outlook, and expect of something good is going to happen. We must have a strong commitment to do the will of God. Jesus did it for us. Jesus did a hard thing by sacrificing his life for us. And he did not say a word. He didn't say a mumbling word when he went through the trials and the things that he went through for us. He didn't even say nothing. He did it through prayer. Continue leaning on God. He for the joy of esteeming the prize that was set before him endured the cross. Hebrews 12:13 again. As you go through the journey, God will help you. He'll help you in any problem, in any situation that you might be going through. He'll help you because he's really helping me. He's helping me right now as I go through the things that I'm going through. Keep your eyes on the prize. There is a reward for those who are diligently seeking him. When you are weary of doing battle with your wrong desire, think of how one it would be when the bad habit is broken and a good one has taken its place. Sometimes you can go through some bad habits. You can have some bad habits that's going on. But think about it, when God is in control, when God help us to get over those bad habits, that we can look back and say, hey, I thank God I ain't like that no more. I don't do that no more. God loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus, the only son, to set us free from all of our problems and bad habits. Our relationship with God was never intended to be complicated and based upon our own works. The more we learn how to receive from God by faith, the simpler and more enjoyable our walk with him become. You can keep your relationship with God simple by receiving his unconditional love and believing his word no matter what you think or how you feel. You can receive by faith all that he offers, even though you know full well that you don't deserve it. Sometimes we don't even deserve the things that God do for us, but he loves us just that much. And you can choose to lean and trust or rely on him to meet every need you have instead of worrying and trying to figure things out. Because sometimes we just try to figure things out ourselves. We just try to do it. And with his help, meaning grace, you can obey him and grow in spiritual mature. And as you go through this situation, you first start off maybe like I say, this race, you start off and you might keep falling. You might fall. But you get up. You keep getting up. It's like a baby. You go through it. You might eat drink a little milk. And maybe get you, after a while you get your little, maybe you can have a little pal, your little maybe cereal or something to put the take. That's in the nature. And then after a while you can get on you get on the pal, and after a while you can have some meat, and then you can get stronger and stronger, and you begin to walk, but you begin to stagger a little bit, and then you fall down. And after a while, you can stand, but you ain't walking yet. You can stand. So don't, as you're standing, as you go through this in the spiritual realm, as you're standing, don't fall. Just stand still. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Don't worry about how you're standing. Just stand still and just keep trying to make those little steps. And as you continue to try to make them little baby steps, God will help you. God will be right there walking with you, holding your hands as you go through these steps with him. And then after a while, you'll be able to walk a little bit more better. You take another little step, and you'll walk a little bit more better. And then after a while, you can run. You can really run. And you may not be running as fast as others, but don't look to the left or to the right. But you run this race, and you keep your mind on Jesus. You keep your mind, and you keep looking to the hills from which come your help, because you know all your help comes from the Lord, and you keep focus on him in the situation that you're going through, and as you continue to go forward and continue to get in that word and continue, Lord, to lay aside these things that used to bother you. Maybe somebody used to say something to you or defend you, you look at it, they don't even bother you no more. It ain't hurting you no more. You don't get mad or upset by what they say about you. And so you find yourself, you're growing in grace as you get to stay in this word. And you continue to chew this word and digest this word. It begins to help you to get a little bit more stronger as you continue to get a little bit every night, every morning, every time you can get it. Just continue to stay in the word of God, and God will take you through the situation that you're going through. He'll mature you by knowing his will and receiving his best for you, your life. The crown of righteousness, knowing that this is a spiritual race, that you have to have love in this race and faith. And God will be right there with you. He will keep you. He won't let you fall. I don't care. He won't let you fall. He'll be right there with you. Because he said in his word, He would never leave you nor forsake you. He would be with you always until the end of the world. So keep your mind on Jesus. I don't care how people look at you. I don't care what people say about you. You just always focus on Jesus. You keep your eyes on the prize, because one day the prize will be right there. You'll be able to get that reward if you don't faint. Don't faint as you're going through your trial. Don't faint. Don't get weary in well-doing as you go through. Just keep your eyes on Jesus, and we thank you for the word on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, that was a mighty, powerful word. You said, I'm sitting up here waiting for some more, and you have to only say what God gave you to say, but that was powerful and anointed. Thank God. I'm telling you, this is something to remind us constantly about staying in the race and keeping our eyes fixed on the Lord and focusing on him. And no glory to God that he'll never leave us nor forsake. I don't know what else to say on this right here. That was powerful. I don't want to go back over it, but I will open the lines and find out if there were whatever responses. The Lord bless for the woman of God tonight. God, we give you glory and praise and honor for this vessel and that studied and sought your face, and that, God, that the word that came forth is for our daily bread and things that will help us through our daily walk. So we ask you, Lord, to move on her continuously, to seek out your face, to continue to allow you to use her for your glory. Praise the Lord. Now, it's an encouraging word, a reminder, and for us to be determined to focus and to know, glory to God, regardless of these challenges and situations that come on, to keep our eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ, and be not weary and well-doing, we are going to reap if we faint not. And there's no time for fainting at this hour and this time with everything that's going on in life. So we thank God for the reminder. We thank God for the encouragement. We thank God, glory to God, for using the word to fortify us the more to continue to stay in the race and don't allow the distractions and the things of this life and what the enemy is showing us and what we see, what we hear, what we feel, and what we move by things that, glory to God, that are contrary to the will of the Lord. We are to stay focused on continue to confess God's word, speak his word, and stand on the promises and know that God's word is not a lie, and we've got to be patient to wait on him. But in the meantime, we thank God for you again, Mother McCormick. The word was rich, and it was a blessing and a good reminder for us to stay focused and to be encouraged. At this time, all the lines are open for anyone that want to make any comments or remarks concerning what God has said tonight. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Truly, I thank and praise God for that mighty word from Sister McCormick. I even enjoyed the little message from her little granddaughter, Zipporah, about Jacob and Esau and Isaac and Rebecca. Praise God. I thank and praise God. So there was a message even in the information that she gave. And I like that message about let us run this race. And I said, a race of life. And she said, don't stop running. Praise God. And I like everything she said. And it's an encouraging word. And I always like to attribute certain songs that come to me. And one of them said, don't worry. God will make a way somehow. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. She mentioned how that God will work it out even when you have bad habits. You know, we have to commit these situations and circumstances to God, even though, you know, sometimes people do things and they may have habits or it could be my eating. I like to eat peaches and some things that are sweet, and sometimes I don't need all that sweet, you know, so I can commit that to God and expect God to work it out somehow, praise God. I've got to learn to discipline my own body, praise God, and I need to do more of that. I'm talking to myself. But I like the message tonight, praise God. It's a very encouraging word. If we just keep our eyes, and I like that, on the prize, we have to remember. And, you know, and I like even in the beginning when she was sharing how you set your mind on the things that are above. A lot of times thoughts, when you finish up your day, I heard a young lady say in the women's meeting this evening, a lot of times she used to have her toughest time when she got finally home and she was laying on her bed and all the thoughts would come back, and she had, that's where her challenges were. But a lot of times in life, when you run the race of life, you're going to have some opposition. As a child of God, there is opposition that's out there. But once again, what Sister McCormick said, we've got to keep our eyes on the prize. And we have to, I like what David said, you got to encourage yourself. And what are you going to encourage yourself with? What God has already said. So I thank and praise God for all that my ears have heard tonight, praise God. And I will encourage myself in the Lord, and I'll keep my eyes on the prize, because it don't make no difference what's come. God has the last say. He has the first and the last say, really, praise God. But a lot of times situations happen, because when something happened to my brother or sister in Christ, if you're a true member of the body of Christ, if they're hurting, then you feel that hurt that they are feeling. And I thank and praise God, I hear the heart of Sister McCormick. She really wants people to come to Jesus and get to know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, because she knows that their life is going to be better when they turn it over and fully submit their lives to the Lord. And I like to say, God is not going to tell you anything that's bad. And his thoughts and his plans for your life is much better than the plans that you have for yourself. A lot of people have ambitions and thoughts and plans for their own life, but sometimes those plans, if they don't line up with what God has for your life, a lot of times you're going to run into a lot more opposition and you're going to run into a lot more distractions. But in any case, but if you seek ye, I heard her say Matthew 6:33, and I heard that again today, to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you, the things that you know you desire, because he said he'll give us the desires of our heart. If our desires are right and they line up with what God's promises are for us, and his promises are in the word of God. So I thank and praise God for how she's diligent and trying to get people to the Lord, and how she's training up her granddaughter to, you know, go to Sunday school, go to church, and hear the stories that are being taught, praise God. And those are, there's life lessons that you can get from the stories that are being brought. And one of the things that I got from Little Sephora was that, praise God, you know, Isaac had got old. You know, and he was blind. I got to hurt him. Be quiet. Don't. Okay. Praise the Lord. Isaac had gotten old. And so, but when he blessed Jacob, even though Jacob was the youngest son, Esau was the oldest. But when he gave the blessing, he blessed Jacob. Isaac, and when Esau came along, he wanted a blessing. He said, "Don't you have a blessing for me?" You know, he wanted a blessing too, but what he had spoken over Jacob's life, he wasn't going to retract that. So our words are powerful. I know that what Jacob, when he blessed, he said, and I like what Minister BJ mentioned in Numbers, praise God. He said, this is how you should bless the people, and this is what you should say. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and so on. Praise God. So a lot of times our words are very important, so we have to watch what comes out of our mouths, because other people, if other people around, they're listening to us and they're watching us. But I thank and praise God that, you know, life is a race. Hallelujah. And we can't stop just because we get distractions or we get opposition from the enemy, even though when the doctor's report says this, you got to keep pushing, you got to keep running the race, and you can't quit. You know, sometimes we'll pull over to a curve, you know, and we'll want to pause and say, wait a minute, I can't go no further, because of we're letting the situation be greater than who God is in our life. And we can't let the situation or the circumstance be so big that it causes us to pull over to the side and say, I can't run no more. But we've got to be willing to go forward, because somebody else is looking at us as born-again believers, they're looking at us for encouragement. They're looking at us to see, how are you going to deal with this now? Now that you've been hit with this, how are you going to deal with it? How are you going to face? And it gets hard. It gets hard. But we cannot quit. And I thank and praise God. It was an encouraging word. I praise God for it. And I pray God will bless the speakers. In Jesus' name, thank you very much. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. The lines are open for anyone else that want to make a comment.
Hello.
Praise God. I give him glory, and I do thank God for the message and how she allowed God to use her as she poured out of herself. And one of the things I like that she said was that we are to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and run the race with patience. Sometimes we are so heavily burdened with things of our own that it's hard for us to run this race. But we have to, in keeping our focus, we have to let go and let God. We have to cast off our cares and concern and keep our focus on God. And when we're focusing on God, those little light afflictions, we won't even pay them any attention, and they won't be able to keep us from doing what God wants us to do. So I thank God for that message, and sometimes we do find ourselves in that place where I got so much on my plate, I can't help you empty yours. And it causes us to come to a halt. But I thank God that if we keep our focus on the author and the finisher of all faith, all these little foxes that come in won't be able to stop us from finishing our race. So I do give God praise and thank God again for the woman of God that brought that powerful message tonight.
Praise the Lord. Whoever else, the Lord bless. We just letting it roll. As one comes off, the other one can just go ahead on. So you have to wait on me. So I just want the Lord just bless whoever wants to encourage you, or however God bless in the word, and whoever's been touched by what God has said. So whoever's finished, then the next person can speak.
I just want to make a quick comment. I had to go by the nursing home first to see my sister, so I came in late, but I want to thank Sister Lily for inviting me tonight. This is my first time, and I just want to say that I really enjoyed the speaker from the part that I came in on, and I will be listening again. Thank you.
We certainly do appreciate that. That's very kind. Who do you said tonight and gave you the invitation?
Sister Lily. Sister
wonderful.
Lily.
Sister Lily. Okay, wonderful. Praise God. We're glad to have you. You're welcome at any time. As the Lord bless. Praise God.
Thank you.
Any more comments? Thank the Lord for you. Any more comments before we request for any prayers before we close? Any more comments? Well, praise God. Before we have Mother to come on, praise God, for her comments, I just want to tell you again, really, I do appreciate what God has said tonight. And even the comments that were made for remarks, encouragement, I thank God for genuine and real people. But that is a word that we can live by, and encouragement to also keep us in a place to keep looking unto the Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith, for us to be steadfast in the faith, and for us not to be moved by the things going on around us, to run this race and know that He's our helper, He's our advocate, He's our Savior, He's our deliverer, and our Father is I am whoever He needs. We need Him to be. So we just got to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. All our ways acknowledge Him. He'll do a directing of our path. And as the word was, we were hearing some word last night about grieving the Holy Spirit, that we as believers got to get to a place that we'll be obedient, submitted, and be in a repentant and convicted heart, so that way when the Holy Spirit is speaking to us and want to lead and guide us, we won't
deviate off the path. We won't grieve him because after a while he'll warn us and warn us and warn us. And after a while the voice gets lower and lower and lower. After a while you don't hear it anymore because we kept overriding or grieving him. So in this race, we got to stay tuned in, stay focused, and to be in a place over to God as we hear, obey. And if we miss him, ask for forgiveness and get back running that race and take them weights off. As the Bible said, lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset you and run this race with patience. And we get in a place in our spirit, man, we can soar like the eagle above some situations and we can get that view over all what's going on, and then we can focus back in on what we need to tune into. But nevertheless, the word has gone forth. Thank God for all the remarks. If there's not any others, praise the Lord. Before Mother McCormick comes on and have any remarks, we also want to allow you, if there is a prayer request or praise report, we have a few minutes and we'll do, well, we have plenty of time, but just for tonight, since the Lord has blessed the word so rich, we're not going to let that slip away from us, and we'll be tuned in for prayer for tomorrow night and testimony, however the Lord bless, in the name of Jesus. We'll be another night of prayer and testimony. But in the meanwhile, Mother McCormick, I'm going to let you have your remarks, and then we're going to ask if there's any prayer requests, and then we'll be released in line for tonight. And thank God that was powerful, short, and sweet, but it was anointed, and so it had a great impact. So we thank God. It's not about how lengthy, but how the quality of the power of what's being said that God has given makes all the difference. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. By this time, Mother McCormick.
Praise the Lord. I just want to just thank each and every one for just encouraging me, because, you know, this week and last week, I keep this little baby, and I tell you, I was trying to study and stuff, and it seemed like the little baby just kept crying off and on. I just had to start praying about the little thing. But God had gave me this topic. He had gave me this at first. He gave me this. And you know, sometimes, I ain't going to say nobody else. I'm just talking about me. The Lord would give, he gave this to me, but I was trying to go around to something else. Just kept trying to go around to something else. So this morning, I said, okay, Lord, okay, I'm going to go back and try and see what you want me to speak on today. I said, I want to know for sure. And I kept trying to get something else. And it just came back to the same thing, race, running the race. And so I'm so glad that I'm so glad that I know God just wanted me to run up, speak on about the race, because I sure know we living in a time where there's so much is happening and so much is going on, and we just have to keep our mind, you know, our mind, because it's a mind thing out here today. It is a mind thing that as we run this race, we got to make sure that our mind is short, that we got the mind of Christ to go forward, because I tell you, you may seem like it ain't hard, but it's hard, but it's not hard when you got Jesus on board with you. The greater one in the inside is helping us to go forward. So that's what encouraged me so much. When I look back, like I was telling Sister Hubbard the other day, and I asked her, did she know that song? But she said she didn't. But I used to sing this song, Looking Back. I would always sing this song, Looking Back. And everybody always loved me to sing the song, Looking Back. But I said, I look back, and I didn't understand even what I was singing, Looking Back. But now I can say, sure enough, when I look back and see what God has brought me from, I know it won't nobody but my Savior Jesus Christ. Because I thank God for the Word of God. I thank God that now I know to get in the Word. When I'm discouraged or when something is going on, get in the Word of God. Seek Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can help me go through the situation that I'm going through. Yes, sometimes you feel alone. Sometimes you feel like nobody cares. But trust in the Lord. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. Now, all your ways acknowledge him, that he would direct your path. So I thank God. I thank God for the word that will give you consolation, the word that will lift your spirit up. when you're feeling down, when you feel like nobody cares, when you feel like you don't have nobody to stand by you, just remember Jesus is right there. Jesus died for you. He's the only one that can take you through any last and evil day. He's the only one. Sometimes you got to remind yourself about this situation sometimes, because sometimes you do kind of droop down sometimes. But then you have to remind yourself, oh, no, devil, you is a liar. I know where my help come from. I know what God have done for me. I know where he brought me from. You's a liar today. I'm not going that way anymore. I made up my mind that I'm going to serve the Lord, and I made up my mind that I'm going to live for Jesus Christ. So I praise God for teaching me, for helping me to grow in grace, to be a, try to mature in him, in Jesus Christ. I thank God for the woman, the women of God that's on this line that encouraged me. I thank God for the church that I go at, my pastor. I thank God for the growth that I see in myself. I see it in myself. You know, when you can see things in yourself, then that's good. I see the growth, and I thank God that he's doing the work in my life, that I want to grow. I want to be what Jesus wants me to be. I don't want to be just floating along this line. I want my light to shine that somebody can see the Jesus in my life. Let me calm down. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I thank God. I praise him tonight. Sister, do you want me to close or pray or something?
If you want to have a prayer, you can, but I want to ask whether there are any prayer requests before we, whatever. But I wanted to make sure while, as the Lord had blessed under that anointing, while the remarks were, if you had anything, and thank the Lord, you praise God. But
if you
want to pray in a minute, I want to find out if there are prayer requests tonight.
Well, I just want to say this here right fast before I get ready to do the prayer when y'all. But I just want you to pray for my daughter tomorrow. She'll be going for that tube thing in her arm. She'll be going to get those clamps or whatever, those staples out. So I was looking at her arm on the phone a while ago because she's not here with me. And I was looking at it, and she said, "Mama, I'm fine, you know." But anyway, just pray that I know she's gonna be all right. But just pray about that situation when they take those staples out tomorrow.
Okay, praise the Lord, Pastor Bird. You pray that real well for her on that request.
Father, we do praise you. We give you honor and thanks. We thank you for who you are, God, and we thank you for all you do. We thank you, Father God, that by your stripes we are already healed. And God, we know we have to walk through some things, but we know that you are walking with us through them all. So, Father, we praise you and we give you glory. As we lift up this young lady to you, Father God, we are praying and asking in Jesus' name, Father God, where they did that incision and where they inserted that tube. We are praying that all is well, that it went in the right position, Father God. We come against any infections or any other thing, God, that have tried to creep in the name of Jesus. For by your stripes she is healed and she is whole, and it's already done. And we're believing, Father God, even for a good report, even though they put that in there, God, we're praying that they won't have to use it. It's just for precautions. And we thank you, Father God, that every organ in her body operates the way it was created to function in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we give you praise and honor and glory, and we're thanking you for your mercies, God, that you give to us every day. And we just keep her lifted before you, and we just want to say thank you because it's already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise God with glory. Praise the Lord. We also pray and thank the Lord for Mother Alexander. Blessed praise report. Praise God. She has to give her testimony tomorrow, the anointing of how God blessed and revealed what the situation was concerning that pressure, which is not hers, and how it happened, but how God blessed and made it a testimony to the doctors. Hallelujah. For glory to God, her health, that she stand on the word and under the anointing.
So, Father, we thank you. Glory to God, even when she gave it to have her procedure done. As Pastor already said, no problems, no complications, even as for other, no infection, and they can go through that speedily. We thank the Lord for it in the name of Jesus. We give God glory and honor, and we pray, glory to God, for your will to be done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise God. Well, okay, Mother McCormick, since we don't have any praise, more praise reports or prayer requests, we're looking for.
I got one, Sister Minister BJ.
Okay, then. Praise God. Go ahead.
Lord, I just first I want to thank and praise God that He is a great God, a mighty God, a supernatural God who's able to do supernatural things. Praise God, and I just want to bless Him for who He is and thank and praise God, hallelujah, for His saving power, His ability to deliver, heal, set free, and save. And I have a special request that we pray that God will release supernatural miracles of healings and deliverance. And my desire is that God wipe out cancer. I know all things work together for good to them that love God who are called according to His purpose, but I'm just praying for supernatural miracles because some of these sicknesses and diseases, and I know none of them come from God, so I just really pray that God would deal with that. And I want to lift up a dear, sweet sister in Christ, Sister Buford, who's got a report that of cancer, and I just want to pray and ask God to just bring her through. I know God is able to do anything but fail. And a special request of praying, God, the Holy Spirit, give us wisdom on how to pray. And some things we pray, Lord, let your will be done. But there are certain things that I just want to see God do because I know that He's able to do them. But we do want to pray in accordance with God's will for our life. And I know that He wants us well. He wants us whole. And I thank and praise God for counseling untimely death in the name of Jesus. So that's my prayer request for tonight. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Mother Alexander, you feel up to praying? Mother Alexander, you still there? Well, maybe she's dropped off. Father, we do honor you tonight, and thank you for the prayer request for Mother Willette just requested for Sister Buford. God, we know, as she's already said, we know that you want us healed, and it's by your stripes we were already healed. It's that foul spirit of the devil that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God, you told us to pray and pray without ceasing, and you said that you desire for us to be healed and be in good health and prosper as our soul. So we're asking you now, God, to touch her body in the name of Jesus. You can do supernatural things. God, there's been so many reports, and when the doctor says that's the end, and glory to God, it's over, and whatever, and however how many times have you have proven yourself. And God, we know not what you have planned, but we know only thing we can do is pray your word and pray, glory to God, what we believe for what your word says. So we believe in you for that cancer to dry up at the root in the name of Jesus. We bind up the sickness and disease, glory to God, that's trying to take over her body. God, that vessel belongs unto you. You can turn this thing around that you may get glory. Glory to God. We've heard already even with Sister Kincaid's son, brother, how so many things, glory to God, was so all the way down to so much percentage, glory to God, of that cancer, and you brought it down now to 6% through the power of prayer, even with the bone marrow, and even others that we done prayed for and believe God, and things, glory to God, that even we know not that didn't come over the prayer line, but even in our churches and even people we touch and agree with, things that you have done so miraculously. So this right here, glory to God, is not too hard for you to do. So we're praying that you strengthen her body, restore, glory to God, what the enemy is eating up, glory to God, through that cancer or either through that chemo or whatever. God, you're a restorer, and nothing's too hard for you. So we're thanking you for this mighty move of God. Pray you continue to encourage her, strengthen her body, her immune system, build it up, glory, white cell, blood cells, and the red ones, whatever is needed, glory to God. We know that you are able to do it. You created that body. So we are thanking you for it, and give her courage and strength to fight, glory to God, in the midst of everything that's going on. And we are praying, glory to God, for those
very things that we are saying about their sickness and disease and cancer, or glory to God, because we know there's a cure. A man's making money, but in the meantime, we know also it's true that it is a spirit from the devil that he is, glory to God, running rampant. But nevertheless, God, our prayer is that we believe you for touching and healing and deliverance, and God, for your will to be done in the name of Jesus, because you have the last so. Say so. And we done prayed so many times on the prayer line, canceling untimely death. We curse and cancel that assignment. We've been praying and pleading the blood for a long time. We're going to continue to pray, glory to God, for not only for ourselves, our loved ones, and people that we know, and just period, for people, glory to God, the enemy has been attacking and taking lives. And even for our youth at this hour, so many things that the enemy is trying to do to kill the seed so it won't carry on what God has said. But nevertheless, you see all things, you know all things, and they shall live and not die, declare the works of the Lord. Whatever you got planned for them, they shall come to pass, even though the enemy is trying to pick them off here and there, whatever. God, your word is truth. What they did, what Herod tried to do, glory to God, Pharaoh or whatever, Pharaoh or Herod or all of them, that all the things they tried to do to try to stop the seed, glory to God, of what you said, glory to God, and it's still going forward. So, glory to God, whatever plans you have, glory to God, for our youth and for our lives and for whatever future, glory to God, as a generation and generation, it shall come to pass. You got the plan, no matter what the enemy is saying. So God help us keep our eyes fixed on you while we're running this race and not to be distracted, glory to God, by the things that the enemy is saying and what he's doing. Help us, glory to God, to get rooted and grounded in your word so we can stand fast in the faith and we won't be moved. But we can't do it in intellect. We got to do it, glory to God, by the power of faith with the word on the inside and letting him have free reign. God, we ask you, Lord God, to continue to forgive us for any offense, anything that will hinder the prayer. We thank you for these prayer warriors. God, you continue to bless and use them for your glory. And as we release, glory to God, from being released from this time, we're going to give it to Mother McCormick to take it up from whatever prayer God has placed in her heart. And as we prepare, glory to God, hallelujah, to continue to keep our eyes fixed on you and whatever purpose you have for us, our lives, help us, God, to seek your face and be faithful in it and don't let the enemy discourage us so we coast along. But, God, we don't want to be a coaster. We want to be fired up and with a desire to fulfill your will in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Mother McCormick, praise God.
Praise the Lord. Father,
mm-hmm.
Thank you for the incredible privilege of being your child today. By faith, we choose to receive the blessing you have for us, your love, mercy, forgiveness, strength, wisdom, joy, peace, and every good thing you have in store for our life. Help us to receive from you with simple childlike faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord tonight, and we're going to get prepared to say shalom and thank God again for that little vessel that have a desire with the boldness to come online to just speak, glory to God, what was in her heart from what she can remember and what God has given her at that young age. Because I can't remember, is she 9, 10, or 11? What age she is again?
She just turned 10.
10. And look at the boldness of what God blessing her for, to want to say and speak the word of God. So, God, I pray you continue to bless this little woman of God, whether you're bringing her into a teaching ministry or evangelist or whatever else you want to elevate her to. But thank God for ears to hear and then for her to submit and obey to be able to hear the voice of God through the speakers that speak it, and then for her to get the word in her to be able to share it back out and share it with boldness. So continue to keep her covered under blood, keep her healed and whole, keep her with a desire to want Jesus and more of him, and even make her bold even as she's growing through school, through college, wherever, God, that you bless, that she be used for your kingdom and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And thank God for the grandmother planting those seeds so deep in her, glory to God, even from a babe up and as she's growing in the time that they spend in prayer. Lord, we love you. We pray for all our youth and our children and our seed. And God, I want to pray a special prayer for Pastor Burton. God, you know, glory to God, what this shepherd goes through. You know, glory, her desire to fulfill the will of the Lord. You know, glory, her desire to see the people being blessed and healed and whole and being used for the kingdom of God and for it expanding. So, God, we ask you to continue to touch her body, bless her, and whatever this itch that keep coming up on her body, that irritating that we bind to Satan and all his little cohorts, every irritation right now, we command the enemy to loose his hold off her body. Continue to bless her with longevity, with a desire to continue to preach and teach and reach as she does, God. Bring increase, bless financially so she can continue to carry out the work of the kingdom, and also not only that, continue to increase in her household. We love you today. We bless you. And thank God for Sister Brenda, that we believe in God for a good report. That body healed and whole. The enemy will not start slicing and dicing and doing things to glory to God, to disrupt what God is saying about it. But God, give her ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Cancer don't have no place here, and you got to go in the name of Jesus. Okay, whether it is a little bit or whether it's something that's trying to create something else, we command it to dry up. And all the faith that she done had to get it even to that point with it, that at that condition. We are thanking you, Lord God. That infirmity got to go. We bind you up and cast you out, send you back to the dry place from whence you came. And we speak healing and deliverance, not only to her, but ourselves, and whatever might be challenging us, as we cast those cares and trust you and believe you, glory to God, for your divine touch. And thank you for Pastor Tweedy, too, as well. Thank you that we heard from her. I think she stopped on the line for a little while tonight, but thank you for her healing and wholeness. Thank you for all those that have been praying for us. Thank you that she continue to fight the good fight of faith and continue to preach and teach the work of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And thank God for her report, sending back glory to God to let us know that all is well, and praying glory to God that she encourage you all. And thank you for praying for her. And as she was saying, do all you can do in the name of the Lord, what God's required of you. So, God, we thank you tonight, and we give you all glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And praise the Lord, glory to his Most High God. And we're going to say shalom, thank God for you. And as we meet again, as the Lord say the same on Monday night, which is tomorrow, the 9th of July.
Amen.
Time is passing.
Amen.
Passing. Help us, glory to God, be all we can be, doing what he requires, and whatever days and months and years to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
And thanks, Sister Patton, for coming on tonight. Lord, for her coming on the phone. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for our guests tonight and the invitation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. All right. Shalom, and God bless you all.
God bless you all.
Shalom.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Awesome to see. Shalom. Hallelujah. Thank God for that amazing grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be unto God.